traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians of all breeds, all disciplines, all countries. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network, welcoming you to our hour-long International Equine Report. We're going to be all over the internet today with different disciplines and different events and things of that nature, just like, our mission statement for the International Equine Network is cover it all, just not some of it. And so that's what we're going to do today. Going to end up the year. We've done 52 shows this year on International Equine Network. And the thing that I like about it is I was able to do the 52 shows in order to lay the foundation of what I thought might be a good equestrian network for the public to view. And we've invested a lot of time and a lot of money into it, and it's working. We know what the foundation will be. The foundation of our programming is exactly what's going to be on International Equine Network, IENTV.org. You go there and you'll see what we're going to be doing. And one of the exciting things is that we're going to be a YouTube. We've got a YouTube channel now that will debut tomorrow, and you'll be able to go and see just about anything you want to see in the equestrian industry, because YouTube has just unbelievably covered it all also. And people post their videos, they post their movies, their live events, whatever they're doing on there, on their business. And like today, for example, if you go to INTV.org, you can scroll down to the bottom of the page and you go to NYRA. It's in a section called At the Wire, and you go to NYRA, and it's Talking Horses. What it does is they talk about all the racing at Aqueduct today. It's a great, great segment there. You get a lot of insight on who's running and who's the trainers are. It's called Talking Horses. It's at the bottom of the page on At the Wire. And that's a live program. And then we'll also be having live racing starting on tomorrow from various tracks around the country. You know, we'll be going to Aqueduct Live, Santa Anita Live, Gulfstream Park Live, and we'll also be going to Europe Live. And it's exciting because everybody's pointing towards the Kentucky Derby, all the big summer races that are coming up and everything. So, that's going to be good. And that'll keep you up to date and live on the spot. It's really good. Made some good friendships with some different companies and different tracks. And you'll really like it. And what I like about it is it gives you all the links that that you need to find out about horse racing, such as going to Equibase or Blood Horse to find out who the entries are and all the backstories that are on what we're looking at. One of the other little projects that we tested out over the last year is our section called Movies. Plain and simple, straight to the point, movie. Enjoy movie night on IEN is that segment. And on today's show, we have Seabiscuit, America's legendary racehorse. It's the full movie. It's a great movie. It goes behind the scenes, and it talks about Seabiscuit, how he literally united the world to watch him race, how the people followed him, the things that they did, for Seabiscuit. It's a great little movie. It's about 55 minutes long. So, it's a nice little break in the morning, afternoon, or evening for you to go in and you want to see about, a legendary horse called Seabiscuit. And so that's one of the things that we're doing there. And it's all, these are all family movies that I'll be putting up. And of course, they're from YouTube. And that's what we're trying to do, is bring the family together in a non-working situation, to where they can sit down and relax and maybe have some popcorn and, you know, just enjoy a little get-together, you know, and not have to be worried about how many bales you got to lift and throw up in the hayloft, or, you know, how many horses you got to feed. You know, it's just an hour or so for you to sit down and unwind and relax. And what I do is I change this every Wednesday night. I change the movie. And so this week we have Seabiscuit. Next week we're going to see what we can come up with. If you would like to suggest a movie to us, you can call us at 561-466-1272. Or you can email me at msmtv2019@gmail.com and give us your suggestions, and you know, we'll get them up as soon as we get one from you and everything. So that, you know, that's what we'll do. And then one of the things that's going to be interesting is our first real YouTube deal that we did, to see if this thing will work. It's called Hello 2021, America's YouTube, New York City's Celebration. It's a YouTube original, and it's come in, and it's going to be New Year's Eve from New York City. And that's what we're hoping everybody would tune in tonight. The premiere's in 9 hours. In 9 hours. It'll be up and live. And ready to go on IEN and YouTube. And so please, if you've got a movie, if you got a short video, an advertisement, a commercial, you know, whatever you have, send it to us so that we can stick it up on our website, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to expand the information of all the equestrians, all breeds, all countries, out to the public. Please, it's all free. It's all free. It don't want to cost you not a penny, but, you know, send it to us, because we're looking for content for distribution. And, not only are we going to get distribution, of your programming, but the program we actually produce and create here at the International Equine Network. And speaking of producing and creating a project, what we have for this year, starting tomorrow, and we've got two races that we're throwing in the mix of things here. It's called How They Get There, the 2021 Kentucky Derby. What we do is we're going through and following over the next 16 weeks that we have until Derby time. Every Saturday, we change a little bit on how they get there and give you updates. For example, tomorrow we have a race coming in that we're excited about. It really starts to get everybody going for the Derby. Not only is it New Year's Day, but, you know, it's on the road to the Derby starting. And that's going to be coming from Aqueduct tomorrow. It's a great, great race that we have tomorrow from Aqueduct. We hope that you can tune in tomorrow on IEN and watch it live from Aqueduct. And the name of the race that we have tomorrow is called the Jerome. It's a fantastic race. It's for three-year-olds. It's $150,000 added. For three-year-olds and up. It's a prep race for the Derby. You win this race and you get Derby points and continue right on in to qualify for the Kentucky Derby. And with the pandemic that we've been going through here, it has affected the thoroughbred industry a little bit. And when I say a little bit, I do mean a little bit. The protocols that were set up by the equestrian industry in all disciplines and all breeds has been fantastic. The COVID, it has hit in parts of what we do in the industry, but for the most part, I would say 95% of the business has succeeded to go on to success during the use of this protocol. But tomorrow, the Jerome Stakes, the point that I'm getting to here, is that the COVID did affect trainers and it affected the owners and the help, because what it did is it limited the trainers to where they could go and where they couldn't go. So, for example, we'll say in the Jerome tomorrow, we've got a 5-horse field, and that's unusual. That is very unusual for a 5-horse field. And a lot has to do with it is a lot of the trainers did not travel. They kept their horses right at Aqueduct. And same thing at Santa Anita and Gulfstream. They're not traveling like they used to. They used to do, jump on a plane, or get on a van and ship your horses to the various tracks. They're all staying at home. And so now that has set you down to a 5-horse field. And I tell you, it's going to be interesting, because what I believe, now this is my opinion. This is my opinion. I believe that this year getting to the Kentucky Derby is going to be tougher than it was last year, even though the dates were changed and we had the COVID to deal with. And the reason I think that it's going to be tougher this year to get to the Derby is because, and the Drome, for example, tomorrow, we're looking at a 5-horse field, and post time, by the way, is 3:50. It's the race 8 at Aqueduct, but you're looking at a 5-horse field. And a lot of times when you get a small field like this, you're racing from the get-go. You're hooking 4 other horses with you, and it's an all-out race from the time the gate opens until you hit the finish line. And that's tough on a horse because, it's going to be tough to get your horses in a 5-horse field out to a point to where it can settle in, and relax and then make a move. It's conceivable that all 5 of these horses, their move is just getting out of the gate and getting in front. And that's why I say that these small fields are kind of tough on a horse, because it forces you to use your horse the whole race instead of just, a part of the race. It's going to be hard for them to settle in get very competitive. And they're carrying 123 pounds tomorrow. Which, now that they're 3-year-olds, the weights will go up on them until we get to 126 pounds at the Kentucky Derby. But this is a mile race at Aqueduct tomorrow at 3:50. You can go to ientv.org and watch it through our links with Aqueduct and Naira. You can come and watch it, for that. And then the very next day, and this is what I'm saying is exciting about the show horse season in 2021 opening up tomorrow, and the racing season and the sales and everything that has to do with, the horse industry. On Saturday, January 2nd at Santa Anita Park, we have the Sham Stakes. Post time is 4 p.m. tomorrow. And again, we go back to what we were just talking about the COVID and where everybody hasn't traveled and are staying at home. Again, we're looking at a 5-horse field. A 5-horse field for 100,000 added 3-year-olds. I tell you, it's going to be tough, because Aqueduct 5-horse, Santa Anita 5-horse, and you're going to be racing from the time they spring that gate till the time you get to the finish line. And that's tough. That's tough to do. So these trainers are trying to spread themselves out, run the right races to get your horse ready for Churchill in the first Saturday in May. And I'm telling you, It's going to be tough, and it's going to be interesting because every week we've got a different, racetrack to go to that qualifies you for the Kentucky Derby. And see, we're already got two right now to start the year off that are very important races that you have to get to. And I tell you, if they're five horse fields, you're going to have to really pick a lot of races, good races to run in, and it's kind of spread them out so you don't, be too tough on your horse and all. And then in 2 weeks, we got to Lacombe at the fairgrounds on January the 16th. No telling how many horses will be there. And a lot of these races that we're going to now on how they get there and at the wire are prep races to set them up for, the major race at the track. So like when we're at the fairgrounds on the 16th, a month or so later, we're pointing towards the Louisiana Derby, at the fairgrounds. And so it just goes every week. You're looking at the fairgrounds, January 16th, the Lacombe Stakes. Then you're looking at on January 22nd, 6 days later at Smarty Jones at Oaklawn Park. And then 8 days later, you're back at Santa Anita with the Robert B. Lewis Stakes. And then you get into Gulfstream. And you got Gulfstream on January 30th with the Holy Bull. Then it's back to Aqueduct February 6th with the Withers. Then you're looking at the Sam Davis, which is a prep race for the Tampa Bay Derby. That's on February 6th. It's just constantly every 6-7 days you're looking at a major prep race for the Kentucky Derby. And in order to get into the Derby, you got to accumulate enough points so that you can qualify for the Derby. And if you keep getting these five-horse fields, these small fields like this, it's going to be tough. Yeah, you're going to get points for winning that race. But the main thing is eventually when you get to races like the Louisiana Derby, the Arkansas Derby, the Florida Derby, when you get to those races, you're going to be looking at huge fields, 12 horses plus. Just because you're trying to get those last points in to qualify for the Derby. And it's really going to be tough to, run your horse in a large field like that, getting ready to come into the Kentucky Derby, because you don't know what could happen. You could get shut out. You could get bumped around, banged around, in a large field like that. And it makes it difficult. Get a horse through a race like that and still maintain his health and, keep his mind right, for that. But yet again, you got to look at it in another way. If you're in a 12 or 14 horse field, prior to the Derby and you're going two turns, like you'll have to go to in the Derby, you're looking at a 20 horse field and a Kentucky Derby. So now, you've got experience, to go into the Kentucky Derby with a full field, and you know how your horse is going to react. The jockey's going to know. It's very crucial for the jockey to know how his horse is going to handle, under a full field. And so that's a good thing. But yet again, you don't want to have to do that too many times going into the Derby. You want to keep your horse as fresh as you can and keep them on the straight and narrow, for that. Keep his mind right and keep his body right. So it's going to be interesting over the next 2 months to see how many of these five horse fields will come up on us. It's going to be really interesting. I think it's going to go all the way up until like March or April where you see, these Derby prep races to see who's where and who's doing what. We're back on a full schedule in the Thoroughbred world. We got 526 races coming up over the next year that will be stake races at various tracks across the country. It's going to be kind of exciting. Every weekend there's a nice race. that you can tune in and watch and see where everything's going with the horse industry. So be sure to turn into IENTV.org, and you can watch all these horses live as they come about, what we're doing here. I feel sorry for the announcers at NBC and ESPN. They're going to have their work cut out for them this year. That's going to be for sure. It's going to be interesting to see how they hold up. That's what we're starting to look at now, is how they hold up. And mind you, now, the racing that we're going to be, showing on IEN, there are races for all ages, but right now we're just concentrating on the three-year-old races and getting to the Kentucky Derby is what we're doing, because we're trying to get that build up. And on next week's show, we're going to have representatives from Churchill Downs. They're going to be talking about the Kentucky Derby and how they've set up for it, if there is a possibility of fans coming, to the Derby, to the infield, to the grandstands, to the clubhouse. We're going to talk to them and just see what all's going on at Churchill, how they survived, the pandemic, and what they have coming up in the future for racing. And I can say one thing for sure, that in the thoroughbred end of it, what we've been doing, we haven't missed a day because of the COVID. Not a day. Gulfstream kept on running. They never shut down. They never stopped. They kept going. So did Santa Anita, Del Mar, Tampa Bay Downs, Aqueduct, Belmont, Saratoga. They all kept going because they had the protocol down, and they did what they could do. And my hat's off to them for completing a successful year last year through the horse business and what we're doing. And so now we're going to switch gears to other related, horse live programming. One of the things that really surprised me was our show called Last Call. We've been following all the thoroughbred, the standardbred show horse industry and their sales, and how they're conducting their sales and when they're conducting their sales. And again, the sales, we haven't missed a beat as far as the sales go, both domestic and international. The protocol was kind of fairly easy for the sales end of it. It's great to be at the sales live. It's more of a social type thing at any equine sales, where you go and you can rub elbows with owners and trainers and jockeys and buyers and sellers and farm managers and so forth. And it's a good business type thing to do by going to the sales, but it's not necessary. It's not necessary for a long time. There's a company called OnGate Horse Sales. They're standardbred sales, and they came up with an internet sales. It's kind of like a Amazon type thing where you can go online and look at horses. And they actually have an auction that you can place bids on, and if you can last at the time limit, you can get a horse if you got the money. And it's called OnGate, and they're really good at what they do. They're the front runners for all this internet sales that they've been doing. And the great thing about it is the buyers, the potential buyers, and the sellers. What happens is they open up the internet auction, and like my show called Last Call, we don't know where their last call is coming from. Is it coming from the telephone? Is it coming from the internet? Or is it coming from a representative that's actually at the sale? And that's how we got the name Last Call. And so having said that, all the sales companies have developed their own online auctions. And it coincides with actually having buyers at sales, buyers on the phone, and buyers on the internet. And every sale that goes by, the online, the different sales companies have actually, you know, refined it, and it works. And it works. And you know, you talk about the economy and, you know, trying to save money here and there. This is great because a lot of these owners and potential buyers, they don't have to, you know, show up at the sales. Meaning that, you know, you could be in Australia, you could be in Europe, you could be in Kentucky, California, and Florida. And no matter where you're at, you can sit down and you can watch the sales. And what I like about it is they have videos of the horses that are in the sales. It shows them in training. It shows confirmation. It does everything that you normally would do at a sales, but it's all online. It's all on video. And it's unbelievable. And I even saw a horse that they had in California, and it was an experimental type thing. It was a 3D camera that they shot of this horse when they looked at the confirmation of the horse. It was phenomenal. The only thing that a lot of people that viewed the video said, the only thing that it didn't do for you is you could not physically go out and touch the horse. But it had all the components that you need to buy a horse on that 3D camera. And so that was really interesting to see. But again, it gives the owner privacy. It gives the seller's privacy. It really works out good. And the only thing I don't like about the online auctions and the video auctions is you don't know who you're bidding against. And a lot of times it helps if you're sitting in the sales arena, if you could see who you're bidding against. You can tell by their expressions and by the way they bid, you know, if they're getting close to their limit. And that helps a lot when you're going to buy a horse. You know who's there and who isn't, if it's the real deal or if it's not. But it's successful. The online sales are going very successful. And the other thing is that you can see these videos of the horses on the farms where they're at now. Excuse me. And what they're doing with the videos is you can see the horse running out in the paddocks, running all around the farm. You can see the horse walking. You can see the horse being handled by the grooms. You know, you can actually see them gallop on the track. And it kind of condenses everything that you're trying to see into buying a horse, all in a one-stop shop, you know, right there, you know, in a little 8 or 10 minute video and everything. So we got a lot of good sales that are getting ready to come up that will be all, you know, online, and you'll be able to see them through IENTV.org. Is we have the Thoroughbred January 6th. We have the Thoroughbred Breeders Association January mixed sale in Pomona, California. These are for cowbreds, so that's a good sale. A lot of nice horses come out of there. And then January 11th through the 14th, we have the Keeneland January Horses of All Ages sale in Lexington. That's on January 11th through the 14th. And I like these all ages sales because you can come in there and you can find a sleeper. Whether it's a broodmare, a yearling, you know, a weanling, a horse that's raced, a horse that hasn't raced, stallion, there's a lot of good value in the sale, especially in Lexington in January. You know, they're trying to get rid of stock that doesn't fit the program of the trainers and the owners, and you know, usually you can find something nice out of there. And then on January 15th and 16th, we had the Heritage Place Winter Mix Sale in Oklahoma City. That's on January 15th and 16th. So as you can see, you know, we're crossing over the country, you know, and the different states and you know, it's really good to go because you don't have to travel. You can sit here and watch it all on TV, you know. Then January 26th and 27th, we have the Ocala Breeder Sales Company have their winter mix sale in Ocala. So that's a nice sale. It's you get a lot of good breeding stock out of there. Sometimes, here you're looking at January 26th. You might be able to find a mare that's going to be in foal, you know, in March or April, and get 2 for 1. That type of thing. You see a lot of that happens, in a sale like that. That's the Ocala Breeder Sales Company winter mixed sale, Ocala, Florida, January 26th and 27th. And then the one thing that I really like watching is the sales from international sales. On January 28th, we'll have up the Cape Thoroughbred sales, Cape Premier yearling sale, and Cape Town Western South Africa. That's always a nice sale to look at. A lot of people don't, from the States, buy out of that sale. But I'm telling you, it's a good sale. And a lot of good horses have come out of South Africa. So, that's always interesting to see how it's the same thing, but it's just a different country. And that's what I like about these international sales. And then February 8th, we have the Fasic Tipton winter mix sale in Lexington, December 8th and 9th. That's usually a good sale. Also, it coincides with the Keeneland sale. And if you didn't get anything in the Keeneland sale, you've got the Fasic Tipton that follows, right after the Keeneland sale and the California Breeders Association sale. And then in Duval, France, that's going to be a nice mixed sale also. That's on January, which is interesting because a lot of those horses that are sold in Europe, sometimes you'll see them pop up here in the United States racing. Kind of an interesting way to look at it is when you're watching that sale. And I always look, can that horse race in the United States? What can he do? Or is that strictly a European horse? That's the Duval February mixed sale, Duval, France, February 15th and 16th. And then we're back again on February 28th to the Bloodstock South Africa Cape Yearling Sale. And I tell you, boy, there's some nice horses that have come out of this sale. They're yearlings. A year later, you're racing as a two-year-old, and it's awful nice to see a nice horse come out of that sale and then go racing. But that's on our last call show. And what we do on last call is we travel the world with all the sales. And sometimes if you're looking at the golf sales that we bring to you from the UK, you got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning because they're 5 hours, ahead of us. And if you want to see that sale, you got to get up early. So pay attention to, the sales and the location of the sales and the time of the sales. Here in the States, we just have to worry about, basically a 3-hour, difference from the sales across the country here. But when you're going into Europe, you're looking at five hours ahead of time that you're looking at. Staying still with the thoroughbreds here, and I hate to keep going on about them, but one of the things that was interesting that I saw on the blood horse a couple of weeks ago is they're optimizing schedule payoffs for all the tracks in 2021. And there's a company called TVG, and they broadcast good racing from all the tracks all across the country. And we were sitting here looking at the schedule, a lot of dramatic improvement for exposure of the trucks races on TVG, meaning that what happened is TVG is trying to get more and more races in on their broadcast for the equestrian viewers to help, you know, keep the business going. And I'll give you a good example. In 2019, the racing on TVG was just unbelievable. It was just unbelievable. The percentage of people watching was up. It was a great, great year for them. They handled everything well. They came from Lone Star Park, Indiana Grand, Canterbury Park, and Emerald Downs were some of the tracks that they were coming from. And plus, the big tracks, Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Churchill, Keeneland, Del Mar, that type of thing, and everything. So the schedule that they have is just phenomenal. You can go to tvg.com and watch them, and you can see any and everything that you need to know. And if you like to gamble and bet, they'll set you right up, and they'll get you right through it. And the television programming is good there. It's not just all racing. They got a lot of good backstories. They got a lot of good interviews that they have there. So that's on TVG every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, tvg.com. And then, again, one of the other shows that we're looking at here is called Quarter Time. It's the AQHA programming. It's about cowboys. And it's about all the good things that go on in the American quarter horse industry. That's one of the most interesting associations that we deal with. These are the guys that made America great. The cowboy, the American cowboy and cowgirls. And what I like about AQHA, it's probably one of the most simplest websites that I've ever seen that you can go to. If you go to www.aqha.com, it will direct you right through any and everything you need to know. And you don't have to know anything about horses. You can just be inquisitive. You can ask questions. Search for answers they have on their website. It tells you how to register your horse and what qualifies your horse, to be an American quarter horse. They'll direct you in the right, what direction, what discipline, what breed to register your horse in. And then one of the things that I really, really have been impressed with their DNA kits and their genetic testing. They have all the kits right there. They can ship them out to you with instructions on how to, test your horse and all the things that you need to do, with your horse to get everything, on paper and certified and qualified. And that's with their DNA kits and their genetic testing program that they have there. And then the other thing is after you've been in the business a little bit and you want to sell a horse or transfer a horse, they got a segment there and they tell you about all the paperwork, what all you need to do to sell a horse, what all you need to do to transfer a horse. And they got people there that can guide you along and help you along with your horses. And they can answer any and every question that you got. On there. They have online help as well as over the phone, which really makes it easy. The online end of it is really good because you're not rushed and you can kind of go through what you need to go through. They answer the questions that you ask and get you in the right direction. That's an online help segment. And then most important probably, other than being a member of AQHA, this is probably the most important part of their website. It's called Records Research. You can find out any and everything about your horse that you need to know. Who owned it, who bred it, where it showed at, where it's at currently, the current status of it, That records research is really, really unbelievable. It's the horseman's best friend, I think, on a website. And then, of course, you can join the membership. They tell you exactly what you need to do, how you need to do it, and how much it's going to cost, and all the benefits of it. So that's really important is the membership. And then you come down and on our website on AQHA.com, and it's got showing where all the horse shows are at that are AQHA-registered shows, whether it's a backyard show or whether it's the world championships. They have a segment there that tells you when they're showing, what day they're showing, the time, who to contact. It's really good. It's really good. And then, you know, the training aspect of your horse. A lot of times, trainers, they have their own way of training, their own success and failure rate. And when you become a trainer, no matter what breed you're in, you tend to think you got it going. You tend to think that, I got this thing down pat. It's going good. I'm training, and I can't learn no more. I know it all. No, just kidding about that. But what I like about it is they go through and they help you with training questions and training problems and exposes you to a lot of different new techniques and ideas about, training your horses in AQHA, which is really good. And then last but not least in AQHA, the thing that I really big into, and being as old as I am, I always liked when I was younger, if I could grab a hold of a magazine, whether it was, or a newspaper, whether it was the Blood Horse or the Thoroughbred Times or the Racing Forums or AQHA or USEF or FEI, it was always great to get a hold of a magazine, that you could lay out on the coffee table and try to impress, your friends and whoever comes over to your house, type thing. But now it's all digital. And when you go to AQHA, they have all kinds of publications. They have books that you can get, magazine articles that are there. You have any and everything that could be there. They even have videos. And that's really, a good thing to do, with them. And so that's AQHA.com. Go to it, and you don't have to be a horseman to or own a horse to go to it. But it's a really good, a website to go to. And it informs you about everything in AQHA. And who knows, you might end up buying a horse and learning to ride, through them. And then that's on Quarter Time, our AQHA show. And now we're going to talk about a little bit about Quest for Equine Gold. And a Quest for Equine Gold is, to be honest with you, Quest for Equine Gold is my favorite segment that we have at IENTV.org. And I'll tell you why. I'm a thoroughbred man, 120% day in and day out. And that's the way I was raised and how I learned the horse business. But what I like about Quest for Equine Gold is that it has so many different disciplines, dressage, and you got hunter jumpers, and you got Grand Prix jumpers, and you got any and everything to do with the show horses. And all the Quest for Equine Gold does is follow the different USEF and FEI events throughout the world. And the reason we do that is because this is the organization that sets and determines what horses go to the Olympics. Just like in the thoroughbreds qualifying for the Kentucky Derby, Quest for Equine Gold, you got to qualify for the Olympics that are coming up in 2021 in Tokyo, Japan. And so it starts off January 12th through the 17th. We're in Wellington, Florida. then we go to Mexico, then we back to Wellington, Florida, then it's Thermal, California, Wellington, Florida, Thermal, California, Thermal, California, all the warm weather states, you know, early in the year. We're looking at Ocala. Everywhere you go, there's some type of USEF or FEI, an event. We're looking at North Salem, New York. We're looking at Lexington, Kentucky. We're looking at Socrates, New York, Tryon, North Carolina. Just every week, it's something, you know, someplace different. We're looking at Traverse City, Michigan. We're looking at Tryon, North Carolina again. We're looking at Portland, Oregon. It is all over the country. And we're looking all throughout Europe, England, you know, France, Germany, Australia, Holland, Denmark. You're just all over the world. And the thing that I like about USEF and FEI is no matter what country you're in, we'll take dressage, for example. In order to qualify for the Olympics, you have to have, the right shows and the right points and everything. And dressage in Europe, Australia, South America is all the same. It's all the same. It's no different. Dressage is no different in a foreign country as it is here in the United States. It's all the same. It's just a different country. And with FEI and USEF, the road to the 2021 Olympics is a fantastic road to go because on Clutch Creek, Klein Goal, you'll see it all. And it's amazing. It's amazing to see the different facilities that are in this world for the horse industry. We go behind the scenes and talk to owners, trainers, and facility managers. That's on Clutch Creek, Klein Goal. To see what they're doing, towards the Olympics that are there. It's an exciting world, the horse industry. You can make it what you want. You can spend as much money as you got to be in the horse business. And one of the things that is not guaranteed is the fact that you can buy a $1 million horse and he might not be able to run, he might not be able to show, he might just be best left out in the pasture eating grass. That's the unusual thing about the horse business. There's no set way to go in and say, okay, I'm going to buy me a gold medal winning horse, I'm going to buy me a derby winner. You just can't do that. They're not in a package to where you can do that. You got to train, you got to work, you got to pray a lot, work hard, and then hopefully, you get a horse that can show, run, go to the breeding shed and be successful on there. So that's one of the things that, you got to look at. One of the shows that we have that I think most people will like, and you really don't have to know anything at all about horses, nothing, not a thing, to understand it. And what it is it's called ChuckerTV.com. Their link is on our website, and you can watch live polo anywhere in the world. And the big thing in polo is tailgating. It's for the spectators. The spectators really, get involved with the polo match, and they tailgate. They pull right up to the polo field, and you can get out your chair and your picnic basket and sit right there under an umbrella, and you can watch polo 24/7. If you go to checkertv.com, you'll see who's playing where, when, and live. So Checker TV is really interesting because they do a lot of good interviews with owners and trainers and the general public. And what I like about polo is you can be a regular, everyday, common guy like me and get in the old car and go out to the polo fields and pull up next to the field and, you know, get your chair and your picnic basket out and watch. And I saw this actually happen up in Wellington. I saw a guy that was with his wife and a couple kids. They were of average, you know, status, no big car, no, you know, nothing fancy. And then, lo and behold, right next to him, a Rolls Royce pulls up. And you could tell that the people that were in that Rolls Royce, you could tell they had money and you know, they didn't have any interest in any of the horses that were playing that day. But it was something they could do. But it just goes to show you from one end of the spectrum to the other. At polo, you know, it doesn't matter. You get your spot on the field, and, you know, you can watch polo. And it's fantastic. And Checker TV, it's great. Interviews all over the world. Polo matches every day, you know, on Checker TV. Which is kind of an exciting thing to watch there. One of the other programs that we have, and every week we're going to have feature a program on IENTV.org. And next week's feature is going to be called Flying Turns. It's about the standard bred industry. We're going to talk about who, what, when, and where. And I'm very fortunate where I work at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village in Delray Beach, Florida, in Palm Beach Downs, thoroughbred training facility. And we also have a Delray Equestrian facility in Delray. But on Flying Turns, I'm sitting here doing the program, looking out the window at our track. And what's amazing about our track is it produces every year international and nationally known champions, world champions. Last year we had here at our farm, and they've all come out of the trainers that we have here. We had the Hamiltonian winner last year. 2 years prior to that, we had a Hamiltonian winner. They were both fillies. We had a Little Brown Jug winner this year and a Jugette winner, and then numerous Breeders' Crown winners. So it's safe to say that Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village is probably the foremost and the best standardbred training facility in the United States. Year in and year out is producing champions of all ages. We have Hall of Fame trainers out here. It's just an endless list when you come out here of the quality of the horses and the level of the trainers that we have here. We're second to none in this country. Most people would give their right arm to have one of our trainers and their horses at their facility, but they have all chose Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. And a lot has to do with the facility itself. It's 175 acres. It's a beautiful, have 18 barns here, approximately 750 stalls at Sunshine Meadows. And we have a general manager here. His name's Brandon Mills. And Brandon is an all-around horseman. He comes out of the rodeo industry. And this guy can take a nail, and next thing you know, he's built you a fence. You know, he's good at everything he does. A few years back, he redid the track here at Sunshine Meadows. And it's a mile track and a 5/8 mile track. And since then, it's cranked out even more champions than we've had here before. We also have show horses here, too. We have John Beebe's Arlington Farms. Is here in Carriage Hill Farms. We have a lot of good trainers here. We have Peggy Thorndike, has a good stable. We have Victoria Jackson has a good stable, you know, that's here. Denise at Golden Gate has a great stable back in the back. They do a lot of trail rides and just a lot of everything. So we cover it all here at Sunshine Meadows, you know, Equestrian Village. And so that's one of the things that, you know, we do here. And like I said, next week we're going to feature Flying Turns, standard bred horses of who we have and who we've had here before. So that's good. And then, of course, you know, we always have a chuck wagon. If you want any recipes that are easy to fix, that even I can do, you go to Chuck Wagon on our website to take a look at that. And a lot of those, well, I'd say all of those recipes and programming on Chuck Wagon is going to be coming out of the RV. Primarily, it's going to be the Keystone Montana RVs. They're the horseman's friend. It's just like being at home when you take that RV. When you pull that RV out of your driveway and you head for a show or head for the races, let me tell you, my friend, it's just like you brought your whole house with you. You don't miss a step. The only thing you don't have to do in a Keystone Montana RV is mow the grass. And that gets you right to the winner's circle for sure on there. And then, like I said, check in our movie out this week, Seabiscuit, America's Legendary Racehorse. Great little 55-minute program. Which is really good. And then something we're going to get into really good next week is our business of the week that we have. We have an equestrian of the week, we have business of the week, and we have farm of the week. And we're going to have all new people on that. But next week we're going to go and talk to the people at myracehorse.com. They've come up with a unique way to get you involved in the horse business. For example, they had a horse called Authentic that they syndicated last year, and they ended up with 5,000 different owners in the syndicate. And this horse was just phenomenal. He ended up winning the Kentucky Derby. All the people that were there were happy. They don't spend a lot of money to get involved in a syndicate, but at least you're an owner. You're a part owner of that horse. And if you go to myracehorse.com, it'll tell you any and everything that you need to know about syndicating their horses. And you can be a part owner. You can buy a share in a horse for as little as $30. You know, and it's kind of a unique situation that they have there. So that's our business of the week next week, myracehorse.com. And then also go to the website and you'll see who our new equestrian of the week is and farm of the week will be. That'll be changing here in about an hour. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow for IENTV.org. At the wire, you can see live racing tomorrow from Aqueduct. You'll see the Jerome Stakes. It's a Derby prep race. You win and you're in the Kentucky Derby. And then on Saturday, we'll have the Sham Stakes from Santa Anita. Bob Baffert's got a couple of horses that he's prepping and could win the Derby again with. So that'll be on Saturday the 2nd. From Santa Anita Racetrack. And that pretty much, guys, is wrapping it up for us here. I rambled on and went all over the place. And my skills as an announcer and a director and a producer is kind of like INTV.org, our foundation. We're all over the place. And that's what we want to do. We want to get people involved with us. It's all free. Call us. Email us at msmtv2019@gmail.com or call us at 561-466-1272 and we'll answer any questions that you might have and we'll help get you on the road to having a good equestrian success in your business. So we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully somebody will call in next week. This is Scott Miller, International Equine Network. Look forward to talking with you next week on IENTV.